The NPP minority face off with communications minister Sam George as they demand his sacking, describing his handling of DSTV saga as arrogant, disrespectful and pompous.
Any other place, if you speak this way, I'm not sure the office you are holding, your president will allow you to sit in that office any longer.
So is the minority pushing for his removal?
Yeah.
Now Sam George has meanwhile fired back, insisting the NPP minority will not even get an apology.
If you couldn't meet that, the best for you to do is to apologize to Ghanaians.
I'd apologize for their incompetence.
So we have details of that and more here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and also by Shield Pension Trust. Into the future with you. Well, tonight, the raging DSTV saga has now paged the communications minister firmly against the MPP minority in parliament, with both sides trading strong words in public. In the last hour, the MPP minority has been demanding the sacking of the minister, Sam George, describing his handling of the DSTV saga as, quote, arrogant, respectful, and pompous, unquote. The minority earlier asked the minister to render an unqualified apology to Ghanaians for failing to secure a price reduction for DSTV users as promised. But reacting to the minority's call on PM Express last night, Sam George said the minority has no moral right to make such demands.
The truth is, you can't fight excellence. You may hate it, but you can't fight it.
So you believe you've been excellent?
Evans, you may not like Sam George. You may not like my manner. You may not like my approach.
You talk about humility.
But you cannot, excellent. You cannot question the excellence in the work that we do. You cannot question the fact that for 8 years, someone sat there and actually asked MTN to reduce the data that are given to Ghanaians. The ministry under the NPP asked MTN to increase the cost of data, reduce the value they were given, increase the price. Another minister in 8 months, in fact, less than 8 months, got MTN to increase the data by 260%. You can't argue with that. That a minister sat there and never even once met with content creators and said that the ministry had no business with them. And this ministry has come. We've met with them, we're working on capacity building, we're working on monetization for them. You can't question that no matter how much you like. Look, they say monkey no fine, but in mama like them. And so you
so they're not getting an apology.
I'd apologize for their incompetence. Because don't forget, that same minority granted a press statement saying that they were going to invite and mediate the impasse. They couldn't even call a meeting of the Parliamentary Select Committee. That's how incompetent the minority on the Parliamentary Select Committee is. They could not even call a single meeting after holding a press conference. I mean, their competence is in calling press conferences, but they are incompetent in delivering anything. They were incompetent in government. In opposition, they are also incompetent.
Well, the minority on the committee have issued a statement since, insisting they have been diligent and responsible in playing their oversight work. We'll hear from the ranking member on the committee, Matthew Yindam, shortly. But first, my colleague Kenneth Jesse joins me in studio with the statement that the minority has issued. Kenneth, I mean, what are the highlights of this statement?
Well, the minority says they are not surprised by the stance of Sam George, given his reputation for arrogance, disrespect and pomposity among well-meaning Ghanaians. They recall that the Ningopramram MP had earlier declared, quote and unquote, "I will meet the Ghana and a South Africa team in my office, and I'm clear in my mind that the meeting will not come to an end without an agreed reduction in price. I have seen the attempt by the South African management to say that when you buy a package, they should upgrade you to the next one. We are grateful, but that is not what we want." The minority went on to question why Sam George now appears to have shifted his position, asking who between him and the minority members is incompetent. Well, the group is demanding that the communications minister explain his reason for changing his initial stance on not accepting any upgrade but price reduction, if not less than 30%, and account for revenues collected from the 10,000 Ghana cedis levy imposed on DSTV. On some George's purported insults, the minority said they will not request an apology from him because it is a trait that is too expensive for him to afford, and they reaffirmed their commitment to parliamentary work, insisting the minority members on the committee are dedicated professionals who take their responsibilities seriously and are always available for scheduled meetings.
So that's the statement by the minority. But even before the statement was issued by the minority, Sam George's comments were bagged by the chairman of the Communications Committee, Bindam Lamangin Abednego, who said the minority and their call, or the call by the minority, lacks basis. He's been speaking on this particular matter. Listen to him.
So on his part, the minister and his team has given us very, very detailed briefing on all of these matters that I mentioned. And I think the committee is very much satisfied. On the issue of DSTV, we have always maintained that no law has been violated as far as that conversation is concerned between the ministry and, the, and DSTV. So what we are told, that the committee that was set to look into the matters are doing, we are satisfied with it, and I think that they should continue with that conversation. We are told that that committee is now a working committee that will continue to monitor and evaluate the operations of DSTV, and we think it is a good thing and it should continue.
So that is the chair. Meanwhile, ranking member on the Communications Committee, Matthew Yindam, is calling for the removal of the Communications Minister from office, saying he is not fit for that role.
The initial press conferences that he held, he made it clear to TSTV that he was not accepting any repackaging. Whatever he wanted was to get the price cuts. So I'm surprised today he is now he's playing the PR role for TSTV and priding himself that he's done something better. That is not what Sam told us. And it is only in this country that somebody like Sam, who is a young man, I will not disrespect him, but the kind of ego he carries, the kind of carry himself and thinking that he's a thing God, that will not help him. It is up to him to sit down and reflect. If you are wrong, you are wrong. Sam is not above criticism. For him to sit on television and insult the minority, insult whoever he wants to insult, is something that he himself should bow down his head in shame.
But then you appear to be okay with the insults, really, because in your statement, you state clearly that you do not wish that he apologize nor retract.
Yes, because it is so expensive that Sam do not have it. You see, for we to tell Sam know that we don't need his apology or we are not requesting for his apology tells you that he's gone beyond repairs. You can only repair or talk to somebody who will sit down, reflect, and accept that, look, I am human. I can err. So if I err, I should apologize. But for you to all the time insult presidents, insult chiefs, insult whoever comes your way and thinking that you are superior and nobody else, we don't think that we need an apology from him. Because he cannot offer. He cannot offer because it is too expensive for him to offer. So we think that he's gone beyond repairs. And it is in this country that Sam will become a minister. Any other place, if you speak this way, I'm not sure the office you are holding, your president will allow you to sit in that office any longer.
So is the minority pushing for his removal? Is that what you're asking for? Is the minority pushing for the communications minister removal?
Yes. We think that his communication, his actions, his this, do not reflect the presidency. It is un-Ghanaian on his part. It is un-Ghanaian. It doesn't show maturity. So if he wants to keep his position, then he should rethink again. Other than that, we think that his attitude and his actions and all whatever he says, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama should look at him again, because he's actually disgracing his communication ministry. Since Sam started his ministry, he has never produced any results, let me tell you.
This is Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, Connecting Energies, and also by Shield Pension Trust, Into the Future with you. But this is a region topic that has been going on for some days now. The minister himself was on PM Express yesterday trying to explain that there have been some cuts. Now, if you are a DSTV subscriber, I'm sure the question you're asking yourself is whether or not you've had a reduction, but you know whether you've had that. Let's go into the phone lines now and bring in Matthew Yindam, who is ranking on the Communications and Information Committee of Parliament. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. Now, you've had the minister there. You're calling for him to up. You're saying that, I mean, if you look at all that is happening, you say you don't need an apology from him. But if you also look at the reduction that he says he's had, what are your real issues with the minister for whatever he's doing?
Yes, thank you very much, Kwajo. Our real issues with Sam or the minister is that you promise Ghanaians that we should be expecting nothing but 30% cuts in our subscription to DSTV. That is your promise to Ghanaians. You made it clear to us from the beginning that you are not accepting any repackaging. And you sense them trying to do that, that the South Africans are trying to say that pay this equal amount and they will upgrade you. He, George, will never accept it. By the close of the meeting, it is price cuts he wants. Period. We then say that, okay, we all support you. We are all Ghanaians. If prices fall, we benefit. You come out later, and what you have rejected from the beginning, you've accepted it. And we think that it's not been fair to Ghanaians. Tell us why you made that U-turn. Why is it that you are not able to meet the 30% cut? Two, apologize to Ghanaians because you created a lot of fear and panic in the system. You made a lot of noise. But at the end of the day, you brought nothing. Apologize to Ghanaians. And tell us how much money you've made so far, because when DSTV wasn't applying to your directives, you asked NCA to impose a fine of 10,000 Ghana cedis daily from mid of August to the day you ended your negotiation. How much money have we realized? All the people didn't pay. We expect these answers from you. On the back of that, he got opportunity to come to your studio multimedia, which is Joy. And he rather was attacking us and insulting us that we were incompetent. And we say, you who have promised Ghanaians and you have failed them and you've come under the back of some kind of repackaging, you are competent. So we don't need an apology, because if he comes to insult, full of himself, insulting whoever he meets, using all kind of derogative remarks on others, Sam is noted for that. But, so we don't even need him to apologize for us.
But was he wrong to say that you've neglected your responsibility? Because when you said you would intervene in this impasse between him and the DSTV, we didn't see any action from your end. So is he wrong to say that, well, you've neglected your role as minority member?
He was just being economical with the truth. I don't want to say he was lying.
How so?
Let me give credit to our chairman. When the issue started boiling, the minority side of the committee wrote to the chairman of the committee to summon a meeting between us, him, and then DSTV. Chairman actually did it. And the meeting was supposed to be on a Thursday. But unfortunately, our colleagues got this tragic accident through the helicopter, and the whole nation was in a state of mourning. So there was nothing we could do. So later, when we started the issue again, we were told that he's established a committee that is going to liaise between the ministry and DSTV, and they will come out with their funding. So we waited. So for him to come and say that we were not even able to call the meeting, it is just a lie. It's a lie, because he's fully aware that we summoned a meeting. And in any case, the minority don't have opportunity to call for a meeting. It is the chairman of the committee, which is the majority side, that calls for the meeting. And I must admit that he actually called for the meeting. If not for the issue that happened, we would have actually met them.
But have you ever met him as a minister, as part of you being members of that particular committee?
We've been meeting. We had workshops together. We went to Aqua Safari together. We met all the agencies under him. We at the budget level, we met and we scrutinized everything. We did familiarization tour to the ministry. We were supposed to do a working visit, which started, unfortunately, he said he had traveled, so we decided to postpone it. They did one day and postpone it. He just came back, and the people started yesterday. Unfortunately, I am briefed. I'm in my constituency. My deputy was supposed to represent from our side, because the other two sides have also, two members have also traveled. And then he came to sit on your studio and say that none of us attended. And for that matter, we were incompetent. What kind of a person is this?
So you are saying that Sam George was not factual with the truth?
He was not factual. This issue, I'm telling you, if you want, you can place a call to the chairman of the committee who is from the majority side. And I can send you letters that we wrote. Look at the dates. He was just being, was just evasive.
But he was
looking for something to cover.
The same chairman you are referring to also says your calls for him, to be sacked lacks basis.
Sorry?
The same chairman you are referring
yes.
to as being the one who can tell whether or not you've been
yes.
participating in a meeting says that your call or your calls on Sam George lack basis.
Oh, no, that is a different thing. After a call on Sam George to apologize and all those things, obviously, he could say it is unattainable or whatever word he want to use. But we are talking about the meeting between us and then DSTV and himself.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
But isn't Sam George also right to say that you've been in, your party has been in power for 8 years. You couldn't do what he's been able to do. And he's trying to achieve something, at least for now. If someone is on Compact Plus, according to the communique that is out, he gets to enjoy premium. That, if on the whole, there seemed to be some more benefit than he or she used to enjoy.
My brother, Ghanaians never told Sam George that they needed enhanced package. They never said they wanted so many channels to watch. They told Sam George that they were paying a lot of money. And DSTV was charging us. Sam George said the dollar was performing weaker. The CD was appreciating. So it was one of the reasons he was calling them to reduce their prices. So today, if he's talking about increasing the number of channels that you are supposed to watch, how many channels do you watch a day? Who told you the people are interested in other bouquets? They are not interested. They are interested in the money they are paying. That's what they are talking about.
But at least he's made a move. What did your government do?
You see, it's not about whether he made a move and what did my government do. My government is in opposition. Okay? Maybe for some of these reasons, we went to opposition. He has promised to do something. And he's not able to do it. He's done something, which he thinks he's done so well. For promising us that you are bringing us maize, and you end up bringing us millet, let's know why. That's all we're asking him to do. He should not tell us that because he brought millet, he's done so well. That's not what he promised us.
And so for you, I mean, he says that this is what he's been able to do. DSTV has also corroborated his point that now you pay the same amount and get more value, and that this will be reviewed. I mean, isn't it something that you should then accommodate to say, well, we're asking for a reduction. According to the minister, we've had a 33% reduction. If you look at the bouquet you enjoy for the same amount that you were paying in the past,
you know, Kwajo, it is in our interest to hold people accountable. Don't let's open doors for them to get out and begin to say other things that they never said. Some knew very well that there was an enhanced package.
And he condemned it and thanked them that we like the package they are bringing. But that is not what we want. What has changed? Somebody admitted, the minister admitted in a press conference that, yes, you people are trying to say that if you pay for compact this, you'll be upgraded to this. But that, we thank you. But that is not what we want. And today you want to speak for that minister who now accept that wholeheartedly and is preaching the word for DSTV. Is that what we want to champion?
Is it not possible that having gone through their system, he is better appreciated the whole thing and think that if they are giving you value, more value for the same amount you used to pay yesterday, then if you do the comparison, if say I'm paying Compact Plus and I'm enjoying premium, there's some savings for the person there.
Kwaju,
I'm here with you.
You can turn it whichever way. You see, go back to when Sam was complaining of high data prices in this country. And if he is given the opportunity, we are going to pay less for data. He talked about price cuts. At the end of the day, he came at the back of the same enhanced package. He was never talking about price reduction any longer. It is the same thing he is doing under this DSTV term. But to be a gentleman and to be very sincere to the people you are leading, let them know, I'm not able to get the 30% price cuts. No, I couldn't get that one. This is what I got, and these are my reasons. That is how you carry people with you. You don't come and pride yourself that you've done something so special. No, you don't do that. And when others want to criticize and want to talk, you insult them that they are incompetent. You don't do that. That's not leadership. That doesn't represent presidency. That kind of behavior, it does not represent presidency. No.
And you say that, and if I look at your statement, you're saying that the minister should inform every Ghanaian for his reasons of changing his initial stance on not accepting any upgrade by price reduction of not less than 30%. What would you do if he doesn't do it?
Well, we will summon him to parliament. There are so many parliamentary tools that I can use. If I file a question, he cannot evade the question. He has to come and answer. He also has to come and tell us how much money we've accrued so far. The 10,000 that we've imposed on DSTV for the number of days, because it was a daily fine, how much money has he got for us? We should know. It's very important. Are you not interested? Are you not interested in that?
I guess that's a rhetorical question. So
It is not. You can answer. You are a Ghanaian. It is very important. Mm. So we need to hold people accountable, because he was public. He directed NCA to impose a fine of 10,000 Ghana cedis daily. That was somewhere mid-August. Till he ended the negotiations, how much money have we got? Or DSTV did not pay. And if they have refused to pay, what are the next steps? All these things, we should know.
How many days are you giving him to respond to these questions that or these demands?
Well, I have not given him any days. We haven't given him any timelines. But we think that it is in his interest to do that. And if he refuses and Parliament resumes, we will look for other tools to get these answers from him.
I mean, because you mentioned that you would use parliamentary tools to drag him to parliament. That's why I was asking within which days, after which, if he fails to answer the demands that you've placed before him, you would then drag him to parliament so that we can all monitor.
No, you know, parliament is on recess, and last, I think 3 days or something, Speaker has just recalled Parliament on the 14th. So it's only when Parliament resumes that parliamentary procedures can be triggered. But as we speak, I know Sam will come and respond. And that's what we are all waiting for. If by the time Parliament resumes, he's not able to come and respond, we will apply those other rules that we have.
So when you drag him before Parliament, are you dragging for him to come and explain, or you're dragging him for him to be relieved of that position that he is occupying?
Now, for
the position he's occupying, it is the president's prerogative. It's the president who gives him. We can only call on presidency to let them know that the behavior of Sam George is not helping. It's not bolding Mother Ghana. It's up to the president. But as for sending him to parliament or questioning him on the floor of parliament, we want to ask for information. And that's what we can do. We don't have the right to remove him. We don't have those powers. We don't.
Yours is
dragging. At the end of the day, we all have to come together and bold Mother Ghana. He should reflect the presidency, and that is his interest.
And once you say his behavior is, quote, arrogant and pompous, you don't deserve, you are not asking for him to apologize to you. But will you be asking him to do the same for Ghanaians anyway?
We did that earlier. That was the first press release we did. And at the back of asking him to apologize to Ghanaians, he decided to insult us. So if he will not apologize to Ghanaians, who are we? We cannot. We asked him to apologize to Ghanaians for not telling us the truth. He, on the back of that, he insulted us. So if he can insult the whole country, you think that he cannot insult the minority on communication information technology? That's why we are not asking for apology, because it is so expensive, he cannot afford.
Okay.
It takes somebody who will reflect, who will be more matured, who will be very humbled to apologize for wrongdoing. And some don't have that.
Matthew Ndam, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. He is ranking on Parliament's Committee on Communication and Information. This has been Top Story, brought to you always by Teletel, Connecting Energies, and also Sealed Pension Trust into the future with you. Up next is Newsnight.